Washington, D.C. this week, Congress battled back and forth over disaster aid. The fight continues Monday, and once again, the threat of government shutdown looms unless Congress passes a stopgap spending bill. But just 2 months away, another budget deadline looms, and that's when the so-called Congressional Supercommittee has to come up with a way to slash more than $1 trillion from the federal deficit. NPR's Rachel Martin reports that the Pentagon is on a mission to prevent the defense budget from taking the brunt of those cuts.
Everything is on the table in this budget battle.
It's safe to say that every single line of the budget is under scrutiny.
That was the Secretary of the Air Force, Michael Donnelly, this week at the Air Force Association's annual conference. And this year, the talk was all about how to survive the pending budget cuts. The Pentagon has already been ordered to cut at least $450 billion from its budget over the next 10 years. And that number could grow to over $1 trillion, depending on what Congress does. So the heads of each branch of the military are each making their case, explaining why their service is special. Here's Air Force Secretary Donnelly.
We will continue to play a vital role in national security because of our reach, our vigilant situational awareness, our power.
You heard the word reach in there, as in the ability to fly anywhere in the world fast. That's the term the Air Force uses when it wants to talk about how it's different from the other services. The Commandant of the Marine Corps, General James Amis, made his case for what sets the Marines apart. In a recent letter to Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, Amis wrote that the Marine Corps fills a unique role in America's armed forces and is not just, quote, a second land army.
The name of the game right now is differentiation.
That's Todd Harrison with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington.
So you're going to see the Marine Corps trying to define itself as something more than just a second land army. You're going to see both the Air Force and the Navy trying to define how they are relevant, how their capabilities are increasingly important in the future.
So that's one front in this defense budget battle, the military services. Another front, the defense industry. It's fighting for its future by conjuring up images of the past.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Video of the historic moon landing was part of the PR campaign the defense industry launched last week in Washington. CEOs from some of the biggest defense companies were there to lobby against the cuts. David Hess is the president of Pratt & Whitney, a company that makes engines for military aircraft. During a press conference, he and other industry leaders said deeper cuts now could cost America the ability to build the aircraft, warships, and weapons of the future.
This is not a discussion about commercial viability of the companies involved here. It's really a discussion about being able to maintain the industrial base that's absolutely critical to our national security.
The last line of attack in this budget battle is coming from the Pentagon's chief. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta went to Capitol Hill this week, warning against across-the-board cuts. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina set the stage.
If this supercommittee can't find the $1.4 trillion they're charged with finding in terms of savings over the next decade, there will be a trigger pulled to achieve that savings. And $600 billion will come out of the Defense Department. Is that correct?
Roughly in that area. That's
on
right.
Top of what you're trying to do.
That's right.
If we pull that trigger, would we be shooting ourselves in the foot?
We'd be shooting ourselves in the head.
Panetta says defense cuts above the original $450 billion is unacceptable. And if the supercommittee needs to find more cuts, they should look outside defense, at Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. But unilateral cuts to those programs is where the White House draws its own line. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.